Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are broadcasting live, as you just heard, from those TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Of course, this hour, Lamar Mitchell from BetMGM, the director of trading there, will join us at the bottom of the hour to get us set up for this weekend and the games in the NFL. And then Rob and I do our pigskin pickoff. And if you didn't know, I was 4-1 last week.
And I was perfect last weekend.
Pickoff. Yes, 0-0.
I was perfect. Hey, last night, though, Chris, I did win some shekels last night.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
I bet, yeah. Do you remember
you
the caller?
Go to Ross and get yourself a designer shirt for $3.
I had the Clippers, and they won by. And you know what the spread was, Chris? 5.5, and they won by six.
Wow.
And I had the Cardinals minus the 2.5. And what was the other game? I did the other basketball game.
Who played Philadelphia and Milwaukee?
Bucks. And I had the Bucks plus 4.5, and they won, obviously. So that was easy. But I had all three. I bet $50, and I won $350, you know, with the 50. So I won 300. I love to do the parlays, Chris. That's not a lot of money, right? $50. That's right. Like eating out at McDonald's and getting 2 Big Macs and a fry. That's right. Like $50.
Well, really?
No, but it's expensive.
I was about to say, you spend $50 at McDonald's by yourself. You got some issues. That's where that belly goes.
Yeah, whatever. It's going away. You don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable.
You see, it looks like you got a spare tire like, around there, man, under your shirt or something.
And you know what? You know what's so funny is, you know, Chris, you've gone to barbecues with uncles and they got their stomach sticking out.
Right.
When kids come over.
You now.
And I ain't gonna look like this. I'm gonna have to put something to stretch. I'll be all right.
Hey, but quickly though, Philadelphia 0-2, and you know, I'm not gonna make a big deal. Number one, it's early. Number two, they lost to Milwaukee.
Two good teams. Yeah,
two contenders. So I'm not gonna make a huge deal out of that. What I will say is this though, Rob, they have to play differently. James Harden, and I know Doc Rivers emphasized to him, you know, be yourself. We want James Harden. That's who we want. No, you don't want the Houston James Harden. That's what they've gotten. And individually, he's looked great. 33 points, 8 assists, and 8 rebounds a game, Rob. On 58% shooting. So he's balling. But Joel Embiid's averaging 20 points on 38% shooting. Here's what Sixers need to do. Joel Embiid needs to be their leading scorer. And yeah, I mean it that definitively. And James Harden needs to average about 24 and 9 assists, something like that. And let Embiid get his 27. And let Tyrese Maxey maybe get 20, and Tobias Harris, him and Maxey in that anywhere between 17 and 20. That's where they would be at their best. Rob, we were praising the James Harden to the high heavens when he first got to Brooklyn.
Well, he played great. He was
as a point, but he wasn't a Houston James Harden. He was running the show. And yes, he's getting his points. You want him to get his points. But he was just distributing, making great passes, and that's what he can do in Philly, right? I don't like this 30 points, actually 33 points a night, James Harden. And, Rob, I don't know if you've seen it on Twitter, but people have been posting, you know, analytics guys, how many dribbles he's been taking. And it was roughly 525 in the first game, and it was up to 572, I believe, in the second game. 572 wow. dribbles. Now, I've never counted dribbles, but that was way more than the rest of the team combined.
That's a lot. I just think
they got to, right? You got to get more ball movement. And that's up to Doc, though, Rob. Am I wrong?
No. Doc will have to try to fix this because it's not just about compiling numbers.
Right.
It's about winning, and you need everybody to be involved there. So it's going to be interesting.
All right. Speaking of interesting. There was an interesting article on Yahoo. Frank Schwab wrote it about the QBs, Rob, from the class of 2021. I'm going to name some of them. Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, not Sam Darnold. Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, Justin Fields. Trey Lance, if you want to go deeper, Davis Mills. But the article talked about how none of them are delivering. Rob G, summarize it.
Oh, to say they're not delivering would be an understatement. Now, the premise of this article starts off by saying that not only has this class been underwhelming, 2021, that is, but even more so when you factor in that there were several pundits who proclaimed the 2021 quarterback class to be the best one we'd seen in almost 40 years. They were comparing it to that famed 1983 class with Dan Marino. Mm. And obviously, none of these guys popped. Specifically, you know, Trevor Lawrence was considered the best prospect since Andrew Luck.
And you remember, can't miss.
Right. So he was saying that when you have a quarterback class that is that heralded, perform this poorly, when coupled with the fact that you got the old guard of Tom Brady looks a little shaky, Aaron Rodgers looking shaky, Russell Wilson looking beyond shaky.
Right.
That you need these young quarterbacks to step up and fill that void to keep the NFL, you know, humming along, moving forward.
Like he says it's a problem.
It is a problem. And in his closing statement, and this is exactly how you said it, Chris, the NFL needs its younger quarterbacks to fill the void left behind by Rodgers, Brady, Russell Wilson. If the 2021 quarterback class is a total washout, that leaves massive holes around the league, and the league needs good quarterbacks.
Rob, I disagree. And now, look, I don't disagree about the class of 2021. So far, they have been a washout. We'll see what becomes of that class. But regardless, there are plenty of very good, some great, some very good young quarterbacks to fill that void. When Rodgers and Brady leave, I mean, we got Patrick Mahomes, who's young still. We got Josh Allen, who's still young. Joe Burrow, young. Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, young. I don't know what Tua's going to be, but he's looked good so far this year when he's on the field. Dak Prescott, not great, but a very good quarterback. Kyler Murray has had two great years. You talked about that last week. He's been down this year, but, you know, we'll see what he ends up being. There's no way I accept the narrative. Jalen Hurts, who's having a tremendous year. Some people think he is an MVP right now. He's certainly a candidate. Like, Rob, you're not going to have every team or two-thirds of the teams with a great quarterback. To me, it is way off to say there's a dearth of good young quarterbacks that won't fill the void left by Rodgers and Brady.
Yeah, but I do understand in that class where he's looking
right,
at
the class. I totally agree.
That class and Rob G. Am I wrong? That is it. This year they only got one quarterback, right?
Yeah, well, Kenny Pickett was taken in the first round as the only one.
Right.
This one wasn't.
So
even
now that's
promoted
that's,
as
right.
A great
that was
class.
2 years, right? Where nobody's coming out of that, and obviously there's still some time. I'm not saying that they're all not going to, not pan out, you know. I mean, we've seen Lawrence, Chris, even
he's
come on a little
moments.
Bit. He has, right? Where he was terrible early, but he's had his moments. But my point is, I don't totally agree with him, but I understand his point. Like, if you go 2 or 3 years without anything, you know, quarterback-wise, and despite what they have out there, and you do have some good young players, that eventually time goes on, and those guys are supposed to fill spots. And because it was such a heralded quarterback class, I think that's really what he's talking about. Like, those people were celebrated. Oh, my God, look at these guys. And for right now, none of them to pan out? I see that. Mahomes, obviously, he's been around. How many years he's been here? 4 years? Or is it five? Four?
Five.
He's five played. Years.
Yeah.
No, he's not old.
Right.
But
that's where I push. Yeah, like, I agree with you and
you know
the
what
writer,
I mean, right?
The
about
there's no denying the class of 2021. And
well,
like you said,
like,
we'll still
yeah.
The verdict's jury's still out. But right now, it's been disappointed. This year's class wasn't even supposed to be very good. Next year, though, you got Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. You know, you're supposed to have some good quarterbacks in that class. What I'm saying, though, Rob, he mentioned, like, in addition to Brady and Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger's gone. Phillip Rivers is gone. Who was the other one he mentioned that slipped? Drew Brees, gone. But, Rob, I just named, like, Mahomes, Allen, Lamar are elite. Burrow and Herbert may be elite. That's five elite ones right there. There are a lot of times where you only have five or fewer elite quarterbacks in the league. And that's not to mention, will Jalen Hurts become elite? You know, so I just think that's what I push back on, is the notion that there could be, you know, a dearth of great quarterbacks in the league. I don't see that at all. I think there's, you know, I mean, as many great ones as there's ever been. And then there's a bunch of pretty good ones, and then some bad ones. And, you know, I just think that's how it's always been. They're not all going to be, like, in the same class, you know?
Yeah, I get it. I think his argument was probably better about talking about the 2021 class. You know what I mean? Like that this is a bust. Like, this is bad. Like right now, looking at it, it's no good. Like, it's shocking that those guys who everybody thought were going to be spectacular didn't turn out. Or not. Yeah.
Right.
So.
All right. Your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you agree with the author, Frank Schwab, that I think we all know the class of 2021 has been underwhelming as far as quarterback so far, but do you think that we could be headed for a down period of great quarterbacks? I totally disagree with that. I think it's the opposite, but where are you? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-996-6369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It's the Odd Couple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, it's easy. And you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. You can learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob. We're talking about QBs, young QBs. Yahoo said that NFL could be in trouble if there aren't great young quarterbacks to replace Rodgers, Brady, Roethlisberger, Breeze, et cetera. What are your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with MJ, our man in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing, Professor? What's going on?
Doing good. How are you?
What's up?
I'm good. I was listening to you guys. I normally pull up the articles or whatnot, but I think what they're saying is not exactly what they're saying. And then when you guys kind of brought up some of the older quarterbacks that's away from the game, the Ben Roethlisbergers,
right,
the Phillip Rivers, I think they're saying they don't see the next certain type of quarterback because that's why they're really pushing Josh Allen. If you guys know what
you're bringing
I mean.
Up race, I don't agree.
I'm not bringing up race. I'm bringing up play. When you say Roethlisberger, you say Phillip Rivers, you say Drew Brees, those were certain type of quarterbacks in these.
They were different types of quarterbacks.
So what do you?
Drew Brees and Roethlisberger are different types of quarterbacks.
They are, but these newer quarterbacks, like the Lamar Jacksons, even Josh Allen. Josh Allen can run out the pocket. I'm talking about quarterbacks that's a little bit more two dimensional than just one dimensional. You're seeing more of those guys on Saturdays winning games, just like last week, Tennessee, Alabama.
Right, but also, but MJ, when you look at that vaunted class that they were talking about, and you got to admit, like, right now the cupboard's bare from that group.
Right, because they put so much on Clemson quarterback just being a can't miss. He was a lock. He was going to be everything. But you also have to factor in, you put those guys on a lot of bad teams, like generational,
that's not new.
I mean, from the top, from the
top,
I mean, from
quarterbacks
the top to the
generally go to bad teams. That's why they got the top pick.
You got guys who got drafted and already have a new coach, new organization, I mean, a new offensive coordinator already. So a lot of times these guys came to organizations where they had a few years to kind of work with those guys. But we're talking about some of these teams are terrible week in, week out. It just is what it is.
All right, MJ, appreciate it. Rajesh in Ohio, where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Rajesh. So Justin Fields, he does not have the opportunity for success. You think about it, if he had someone like Jim Caldwell, who got fired for going 9-7 in Detroit, but he has a first-year defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus. So you have to just think about it. These guys are having no weapon. He has very limited weapon.
Okay, all right.
Well, certainly Justin Fields is in a tough situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thanks for the call, too. We appreciate it. We get that, Chris. We know that everybody's not have the same weapons, the same coaching. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that – you play through, and I don't. I still say you could have bad coach or whatever, but they're great players who make do with what they have. You know,
everybody said Joe Burrow should not go to Cincinnati.
That's all we heard, and me and Chris were like, I don't know. I mean, how about
if you that guy?
You that guy to turn right. around and get to the Super Bowl in his second year, Chris.
Yep.
We said it. He was that guy. He had like the greatest college football quarterback season. Everybody's like, well, he only played 1 year, really. Wow. It was great. And guess what? That dude, that dude did something.
You're right.
So
no doubt about that. All right. 877-996-6369.
And let me give you another update on the Phillies, Padres, 3-2 Phillies. Chris, another error by the Phillies helped the Padres get another run. So it's 3-2 and two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, can't keep making those mistakes.
All right, Lamar Mitchell is around the corner, around the bend, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM every Saturday and Sunday morning. It's 3 hours before kickoff. Tune in Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern, Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, as we take you live all the way up to kickoff on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app presented by BetMGM. Speaking of BetMGM, their director of trading is, simply put, the man. All right? Lamar Mitchell is that dude. And we're honored to have him here every Friday during the NFL season to get us ready for the weekend. So we welcome in the one, the only, Lamar Mitchell. What's up, man?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome back, Rob.
Appreciate it, yes. I was in Connecticut last week, last Friday, but all is well. Great to hear your voice.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's get it popping. The Ravens, they've been holding steady at 6.5-point favorites against the Browns at home in Baltimore, Lamar. That's a bit surprising to me considering that Baltimore will be without starting running back J.K. Dobbins and their two best pass catchers, Mark Andrews and Rashad Bateman. I'm personally picking the upset. But all those Andrews and Bateman are questionable. Is this a situation where the bettors just don't believe in Cleveland?
You know what? It's funny because the sharp bettors are on
the Browns,
Baltimore.
Oh, are they?
Believe it or not, the sharp bettors are on Baltimore here. The ticket transaction on the side here, the bettors are on both sides. And I think, you know, this is before it was announced that the running back is out, but they're also betting the under on this. The sharp players are betting the under because they know that Baltimore is without the skilled players, and this game doesn't look like it's going to go over that 45.5.
Yeah. All right, I think it's clear that the game of the week is the Chiefs against the 49ers, and then that was even before the Christian McCaffrey trade. Two-part question. One, did the addition of McCaffrey move the line at all? And number two, where are the sharps on this game?
You know, the sharps are on the they're actually on the Chiefs first. You know, they were on the Chiefs early, and, you know, now they're buying it back down to the Niners. The public, before the trade, all on the Chiefs 3-1. But, yeah, the sharps on the money line on the 49ers.
Hmm.
That's interesting. All right, Dak Prescott's back this Sunday against the Lions. I'm looking at the board here, and it says the game opened as Cowboys -7, and now it's moving a little bit slightly. Now it's at the -6.5. Was that sharp money that pushed the Lions toward Detroit? Or, you know, I figured the public would be all over Dallas here with Dak coming back.
Yeah, you're right. That was sharp money that moved it. We also, earlier in the week, we took a large six-figure decision on the Cowboys. So it balances out, but the sharp money definitely was on the Lions taking the points, moving it down.
Yeah. What about we got Lamar Mitchell from MGM here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Speaking of comebacks, Tua's coming back for the Dolphins this Sunday, Lamar, against the Steelers and his former coach Brian Flores. A lot of NFL analysts seem to think that Flores will have some sort of secret sauce to slow down Tua. Do bettors agree with that line of thinking?
So far, it's real early on that game. Bettors are evenly split on this game, believe it or not. They are betting the Steelers on the money line, though. We are seeing some sharp money on the total over. And you know, Tua, with his accuracy, that's going to move the ball up and down the field. But right now, it's early money. It's even, Steven, as they like to say in the industry.
That's good. Yeah. And it's in the industry. They love that, don't they?
Absolutely.
You win either way.
I didn't say that, but you said it.
All right. The Broncos, they're 3-point home favorites, or they opened as 3-point home favorites against the Jets, who the upstart Jets, if you will. That number's now moved to Denver -1, and we talked a little bit about this being even. But with Russell Wilson, we don't know about his status. From what I've seen from these two teams, I think it might make more sense just to bet the under on this one instead of taking a side. What kind of action have you been seeing on the total in this game?
You know, we did have a one sharp player come in on the under on this, and you're right as far as the side here, because the sharps and the Joes are all on the Jets on this game, but the sharps also did play this game under.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, the under, definitely. Chargers open up as 7-point favorites at home against the Seahawks, but the number has been bet down. The Chargers -5.5. Are the bettors starting to turn on Justin Herbert and these guys? What kind of action are you seeing on this one?
Oh, this is a classic, classic Joes and pros all together on this one. 6-1 transactions in favor of the Seahawks. The sharps laid the 6 or took the 6.5. So that's why the numbers come down as much as you've seen it. And they're all over this. I mean, on the money line, it looks like a 12-1 difference on the Seahawks too. So definitely everyone is all in it for the Seahawks, and saying these Chargers are a little bit frustrating as far as their offense.
That's interesting. They're believing in the Seahawks now.
I know. Right. Unbelievable. Geno's Pizza. Oh, I'm sorry.
Geno's Pizza.
Looking at the board, Lamar, it says the Panthers are currently 13-point underdogs at home against the Buccaneers. They're down now to their third-string quarterback, of course, and they just traded Christian McCaffrey. All signs point to them tanking. How do you set a line on a team that's so clearly trying to lose?
That's a million-dollar question right there. I mean, the line, once we learned about McCaffrey, the line moved 2 points. It's you know, the sharp bettors are on the Bucks here. Our big casino players are on the Bucks here. We just have to make it as high as we can make it, hoping, and that's a strong hope that the Panthers somewhat show up. The public is on the Panthers, though, on the money line in a 3-1 ratio. But it just—I mean, it's tough sledding with teams like this when you know that they don't have much to play for, and then they are in the rebuild mode.
The line should be 33, not 13. I mean, I just can't see that one. Wow.
Yeah, you know, TB12 on there, so you're right.
I mean, you would think so. Well, Lamar, we always appreciate you too, and I just do want to say, you know, I'm. Going to be talking to you. I'm trying to plan a little roast out there at Vegas at MGM in 2024. So I'm going to give you some details.
A roast.
We're going to talk about
it. You?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And hopefully you'll be there, Chris. We'll talk about it in 2024.
2024.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a significance about it, but we'll get there. All right.
Okay. Well, Lamar, great stuff as always, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. And you guys have a good weekend. And happy early birthday, Chris.
Yes, thank you, my man. Next weekend, next Friday, actually.
That's right, Chris. What is that, 62? Is it?
Yeah. Hey, if I'm 62, you know where you at.
Hey, Lamar, the next time Chris comes out there, you can get the senior rate for a stay at the MGM.
The AARP rate. You can get the ARP rate, right?
That's right, AARP.
Right. All right, that's our man, Lamar Jackson. Thanks, brother. The NFL Pigskin Pickoff, Rob and Chris, is next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. And we could sit here and talk all night about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing, folks. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Speaking of amazing, nice job, Alex. You were in the crates tonight.
I'm Dusty C.
Tom Crady. It's time for NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their pigskin pickoff.
That's right, it is the pigskin pickoff. And I must say, the only thing dustier than Alex coming out of these crates is Rob Parker's gym membership card. Just saying. Sneak that
wow,
in.
Wow, what is Paulo? This guy's piling on me tonight. Wow.
You know, true story, the Covino and Rich, the new show before ours, had a McDonald's party. So they had chicken nuggets and french fries on the table. And
in there while they were in studio?
No, in the kitchen. No,
in the kitchen for the whole, and
as soon as Rob gets in, he goes ahead and gets some nuggets, is asking for the the right kind of mustard.
Honey mustard.
And then he starts doling out like, okay, Rob G, you get this many. Steve DeSager, you get this many. And I'll just take this many. Like,
wow.
I didn't,
all the parties they could have had, they had a McDonald's.
They
party?
Had a different one every week. You know,
do they?
And then, you know, Rich Davis is a really nice guy. He's like, yeah, you know, we're trying to make friends here at the studio. And I just looked Rob Parker dead in the eye. I said, huh. So that's what it feels like.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Wow. All right. But anyways, we're picking NFL games against the spread, Week 7 edition. Before we go forward, we got to look back. And again, not counting Chris Broussard's 4-1.
Not counting it.
In Week 6. It's been a rough go of it.
I just like to hear it.
So far with the Odd Couple.
What was VJ? VJ Husky's now a member of the family. All that talking he did, what, 2 and 3, I think. Right?
Let me see here. He got two and three.
Expertise
2 and 3. Husky Betts was not popping off in week 6.
Not. You hear that, VJ?
That's right.
All right, so let's keep it moving, though. I got 5 games. We're picking them against the spread. All of these odds courtesy of our man Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM. But must be noted, these odds are from about noon Pacific. So if they've shifted a little bit since then, we're only going to hold you to the noon Pacific line. So let's get it started. Game number 1, Texans at the Raiders. Raiders 7-point home favorites in this one. Rob Parker, who you taking?
I got the Raiders. That's the best bet on the bye, coming off the bye. And the Texans, I don't know. I just think the Raiders have too much talent. They need to start playing better. They win by 10.
Yeah, look, the Texans have played some teams tough. You know, I mean, they don't win much, but they hang in there. But I am with Rob. I'm going with the Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to start playing better football. And I just think the Texans, because they're losing close games, they might be a little depleted at some point. So a little deflated. So I'm going with the Raiders.
Two things about this game. Number one, Houston has a better record than the Raiders, which is sad. Number two, shout out to Jim Trotter from the NFL Network. Said the Raiders are going to win 6 straight.
I know. Chris, did you hear
Friend
that?
Of the show now, Jim Trotter.
Jim Trotter. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
I ignored it.
No,
I
mean, you give Jim Trotter the respect he deserves.
I love Jim, but I ignored
that. Was going out on a limb. I'm like, to write a comment, they're going to win 6 games in a row in the NFL?
Love that guy.
All right,
here we go.
Right.
Game number two.
We'll see how long it lasts.
Rob Parker's Detroit Lions at Chris Broussard's Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys 6.5-point home favorites and Dak Prescott's return. Chris, who do you like?
You know, a lot of people are liking Detroit, at least with the points. And I get it. I do think the Lions are better than their record. But I'm going with Dallas. I think Dak will come out and play well. That defense, I know Lions got a nice offensive line, but I just think Dallas is going to win. I'm not saying they're going to blow them out, but I think they cover this line, and I got Dallas.
Yeah, I got Dallas. The Lions are the worst against the pass. They give up a ton of points.
Worst defense.
They give up a ton of points, and Dallas has a defense. And I know the Lions are coming off a bye. I think Dallas wins 2 double digits. They should. I would be surprised if they take a step back.
Rob Parker, the first man to ever get banned from his own barbershop in the city of Detroit.
You already know it. No doubt.
All right, here we go. Game number 3 of the NFL Picks Game Pickoff between Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, the Odd Couple. This is a wild one. The New York Jetropolitans traveling to Denver to take on the Denver Broncos. We don't know yet if Russell Wilson will be able to play. At the time of
this tough
odds making that we had here, it was even, straight up coin flip. Rob Parker, who you got, Jets or the Broncos?
I'm going to go with the Jets. I know they just went to Green Bay and won, but I just, the Broncos are too many question marks. And even if you have Russell Wilson, he just hasn't played well. I'm going to take the Jets. I know.
I feel like if Russ plays, I mean, at some point it's got to turn around and that they would, Jets would win. I mean, Denver would win. But I don't, you know, we don't know if he's playing. So I'm going to go with the Jets too. I'm going with the Jets in this one.
You guys are no fun. You have the same picks through 3
games. I know,
games.
But I don't know what you want us to do. Right.
All right, here we go. Game number 4. Game of the weekend, obviously, even before the big trade. Chiefs, 2-point road favorites in the Bay to take on the Niners. Christian McCaffrey, not sure if he's going to play. If he does, very limited. Chris Broussard, who are you taking in this one?
Tough one for me. Tough one. But I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm just going to just go. I mean, I could rationalize either team, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I think, especially if they don't have McCaffrey, I don't know if the Niners will score enough points. Because I do think Patrick Mahomes is still going to be able to put up some points on that great defense. So I'm going with Kansas City.
I'm going to go with the Niners at home. I know the Chiefs have played pretty well, but they haven't been lights out. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to go with the 49ers with a win against the Chiefs.
All right, last one here, the Pigskin Pickoff. Tua's return to the field. Dolphins, 7-point home favorites against his former coach, Brian Flores, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rob Parker, who you taking?
I just can't. I can't pick the Steelers at any under any circumstance. I just can't. I know they won last week, right? Against Brady. Was it last week? Yeah. But I can't take the Steelers. I'm going to go with Miami.
I think Miami wins the game, but I think Pittsburgh plays them tough. Brian Flores has got, you know, revenge on his mind. And Tua might be a little skittish in the pocket, you know, getting back from injury. So I think they win, but I think Pittsburgh keeps it close. You know, they got blown out, of course, by Buffalo. But they don't, you know, Mike Tomlin teams don't typically get blown out. So I think they keep it respectable and within these, you know, within a touchdown. So
and that's the Pigskin Pickoff. Make sure if you bet on these games, follow the Odd Couple and place all your bets at BetMGM so Lamar Mitchell can build himself a new suite at
that's
the
right.
Casino.
That's right. Absolutely. No doubt.
Because I was 4-1 last week.
Yeah, so. Chris, we heard it, okay? My, like a broken record.
Hey, it is what it is, baby. The truth hurts. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are signing off. Go to Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, iTunes. Subscribe to this podcast. Download it. Give us 5 stars and a comment, a nice comment. And have a great weekend. And don't touch that dial. Keep it here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you're listening. Because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next. And they bring fire, straight fire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.